the palm trees sway. There's a special show to brighten up your day. From rockin' festivals to Broadway dreams, tune in with Bonnie G. It's a desert scene. The desert scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley is the place to be for all the culture, fun, and harmony. The desert scene, yeah, with Bonnie G.
From Palm Springs, California, this is The Desert Scene, celebrating the arts, entertainment, and culture of the Coachella Valley and desert cities. Presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System, The Desert Scene spotlights local theater, music, comedy, festivals, and more. Now, here's your host, Bonnie G.
Welcome to The Desert Scene. So happy to have you here today. And I'm very happy to welcome as our guest, Mr. Joe Croyle, who's a wonderful jazz pianist and singer. Works all over town. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Bonnie.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
So I know you're doing a lot
All
over town, but I want to go back and start a little bit from the beginning. So
you do.
Where are you from? And tell me about your early career and how you first developed your musical talent.
I'm from Pittsburgh, and I auditioned for this group called the Young Americans, who the year before I got in, they won an Academy Award for the best documentary of the year. And the Young Americans worked all over the place. We went all over the world. We did a lot of Ed Sullivan shows. We did a lot of specials. We did albums, you know, all that. And it was just remarkable. It was like being in show business college. I learned so much stuff in that.
Learned on the job.
It was great. Then I moved out to California from Pittsburgh. And I got into a group called the Kids Next Door. The Kids Next Door was a professional group of the Young Americans.
Okay.
So we opened for Phil Harris and Harry James at the Frontier Hotel, and I worked in Vegas for 10 years doing that. Got into Peter Marshall's act in Chapter 5. I did a two-man act with Sally Struthers at Caesar's Palace, and I did a two-man act with Cass Elliot, Mama Cass Elliot,
wow,
at the London Palladium.
Wow.
And, like, worked with Peter Marshall a lot. Jim Nabors, we've opened for everybody. I've done a lot of that stuff.
What kind of music were you singing at that point?
It was more show tunes, or, like, contemporary songs, but that was back in the 70s. So whatever, James Taylor and Billy Joel and all that kind of stuff, whoever. So we did a lot of that kind of songs. It was a lot of fun.
And when that ended, what was your next step?
Then, let's see, I got with Sally, I got with Cass. Peter was in there a lot. Basically, I was looking around for things to do. I did a lot of background vocals for Motown.
Okay.
I had a really high voice. I can still sing high, but it sounded... It had a really rich tone to it, and they liked what they heard, so I was doing stuff for Minnie Riperton. I looked around for stuff to do. I started doing piano bar.
So did you, places. Or are you piano, are you self-taught, or did you take lessons?
Yeah. Well, I took lessons a little bit. A lot of it was on-the-job training, because you never know what you're going to do at a piano bar.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
So I had to learn how to do all that stuff. I was with Ann Margaret for a while. Did her act for 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
I sang and danced in that show.
Yeah. Now, were you considered a dancer?
No.
Were you just faking it?
No, I actually could do it. In fact, there was one night where two of the guys got sick in the show, and Roger Smith, who was producing her show, came up to me and said, Joe, I want you to go in the show tomorrow night. So I had to get up at 9 o'clock in the morning and learn the whole show for that night.
Yeah.
And I did two shows that night.
Wow. And did it go well?
Yeah, kind of. They were pushing me around a little bit on stage to get me to the right spot. But it was a lot of fun. And Roger liked it so much that he kept me as a dancer in the show for another month.
I have to ask you, I love Ann Margaret. What was she like to work with?
She's great. She's just, what is what you get with her? She's very sexy. She's so sweet when you're talking to her. And we had a good connection because she knew Cass quite well, Cass Elliot quite well. Yeah. And we talked about that whole scene that happened. And she just was lovely. Yeah. After the shows at night, they would have us come up to her suite.
And hang out and have a drink or whatever.
Yeah. Pinball machines. Roger would have popcorn and food and play poker, and we'd sing. Marvin Hamlisch was her conductor. So he played piano. It was just like, Marvin Hamlisch, oh my God.
You're really rubbing shoulders with
him. Yeah, I was rubbing a lot of shoulders. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, so then what happened for Joe Croyle after that?
I got married. Okay. Been married for 41 years. Yeah.
Marianne's lovely.
Marianne Halpin, one of the fabulous photographers in the world.
You need a picture. Talk to his wife.
Talk to my wife. She's great. And I got into a group called the Modern Airs. And the Modern Airs work, we were working a lot. We were traveling all over the United States. We were doing shows.
Was that like a little bit of barbershop quartet kind of stuff in there? Or
Modern Airs?
Modern Airs,
no,
yeah.
It was five-part harmony. It was five-part harmony.
Okay.
They were like the first group that ever came out with five-part harmony. Yeah. That's why they were famous. They worked with Glenn Miller.
Okay.
And the act just kept going.
Did you have some semi-hits? What was your...
Okay. They had the first number one selling record of all time, even before White Christmas.
Which was?
So I tell that in my show. Yeah. It was Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Okay. Okay.
And it sold a million records.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And it was like...
Now, did you get some decent money out of that?
No.
Back in the day, people didn't get the kind of residuals that they get now.
No, I don't know any. My parents were barely alive.
Okay. Oh, okay.
They weren't even married.
That was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
All right.
Yeah. So that was... It was a lot of fun because as the years went on, I'd been in the group for 26 years.
And you still performing with them.
Yeah. It's not as much, not working as much as they used to. But so I got a lot of solos, and it was great standing there in front of a 16-piece orchestra.
Yeah, of course.
And it was just a great experience.
Let's fast forward a little bit. When you came to Palm Springs, and what brought you here as a permanent?
Well, actually, what brought us here was a friend of mine, Chris Bennett, who lived down here. And she said, why don't you guys come on down and stay with me for a few days and just check it out. Well, we started coming down a lot. And it got to the point where we started not liking Los Angeles very much. So Palm Springs became really a desirable
more attractive
place
to
live. And so we decided to move down here.
Yeah.
And we sold our house up in the mountains, a place called Pine Mountain Club, and moved down here. And I want to tell you, it's probably been the best experience.
But you guys are both working a lot, doing a lot of stuff.
A lot of photography. Yeah. We sing together on occasion. Mm-hmm. One of my shows, we do a little fun little song. But coming down here was really interesting because we got wind of all of these people that we knew. Los Angeles, they were already here.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
They're producers and directors and singers and musicians.
A lot of people end up here. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Yeah. We had instant friends when we moved
down here. So did you jump in the music scene right away here?
Yeah. I knew Doug from L.A., and Doug and I started working together.
Doug McDonald, guitarist, wonderful guy.
Doug McDonald, the best jazz player anywhere.
Yeah.
He's great.
So that really helped.
That really helped. And Doug and I started working together, and he had a lot of people that knew him, and I had people that wanted to hear me, and so we built up this rapport together.
How would you describe, you're like a smooth jazz guy, and you scat here and there, right?
I do, yes.
Describe your style to people.
It was about 15 years ago now. I did an album. It was entitled A Tribute. Joe Croyle sings a tribute to Mel Torme. And what I did is I did 10 or 11 songs on my album that Mel did. And I had a fabulous, my jazz piano teacher played all the songs on my album. And I had just a quartet, but that's when I really knew that I really wanted to do
that. That was sort of your style.
That was my style.
And so tell people where you are now. Where can they come see you?
You can come see me right now. We just landed a fabulous spot at a place called the Red Barn in Palm Desert.
Totally refurbished. It's
refurbished, new management. They're fabulous people. They have a great sound man that's there. He's permanent there, and he works there, and he does great sound.
So how often are you there? What night?
We just started, so we'll be there in December, December 9th and December 23rd.
Okay.
That's the second and fourth.
And it's jazz, and you have a trio?
Jazz. I have Doug McDonald, Bill Seda, and Tim Pleasant.
Yeah.
Fabulous musicians.
Yeah.
And I stand there and I sing in my black tuxedo. It's nice.
Yeah.
And it's my little red flower. And
it's going to be 7:30 to 9:30 or 8 to 10?
On the 9th, it's going to be 8 to 10.
Okay.
I think on the 23rd, it might be 7:30 to 9:30. Yeah. Not quite sure, but...
Sometimes you're at Eddie V's occasionally, right?
Sometimes I'm at Eddie V's. I work with Doug and different drummers on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a lot of fun because I can actually sit there and play the piano and sing and entertain. And that's just a lot of fun.
Do you have a go-to song? Like if you sit down and somebody's here and open like...
Oh, well,
Joe,
Night and Day. Those kind of tunes, Gershwin tunes, Cole Porter. I do a song... One of my really good friends, her name is Amanda McBroom.
Just wonderful.
Amanda, if you don't know, she wrote the song The Rose.
Yeah. Her at the Purple Room.
She's great. But she wrote a song called, she and her accompanist, Michelle Browerman, wrote a song called Old Love. And it's a type of story song where there's two people that knew each other when they were kids in high school. They lost touch for 60 years, and then he called her up. And the whole song is about that.
That's...
And I do a lot. I do some retirement homes because I like to give back to the
And they love that.
And I love that song.
Yeah.
And thank you, Amanda, for writing that song. It's such a great tune. I like that one. But I do Pick Yourself Up and I Scat to that.
Yeah. And all kinds of jazz stuff.
Nightingale
sang Barclays Square.
Yes.
I thought I remember seeing you doing
that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was like my signature song on my album.
Yeah. You know? Tell me about albums. Do you have albums? Where can people get them?
Right now, I'm in the process of, I want to redo some of the vocals.
Okay.
So it's going to be a little bit of time before that happens. But I'm working on it.
And now, do you have a website that people can find out more about you?
Yes. It's really easy. It's joecroyle.com.
C-R-O-Y-L-E.
Thank you.
Yes.
joecroyle.com.
If you wanted to give some advice to some like young guys, 20-something, and he wants to do what you're doing, what would you say to him?
Just keep doing it. I mean, the thing is that there's no really...
formula.
There's not really a formula for it. You just have to
get out there and do it
and jump in and do it, because it's taken me a long time to really get into a comfortable groove where I can. I've been in that groove for probably 20 years now, and it just takes a while. But you just have to work with good musicians.
Get a good musician,
a piano player, a guitar player.
When you play with people better than you, you learn a lot. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Exactly right. There's no really any formula. It's just there are some young people that are out there singing jazz. Samara Gay.
She's wonderful. Something like that. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Samara Joy.
Oh yes, that's it. Yeah.
And she's in her 20s, but she's fabulous. And
it's timeless. The music never is, and it recycles. You get cycles where jazz is hot again with the young people.
Even if I'm working at a piano bar, I do stuff from the 70s, the Taking It to the Streets.
Oh, yeah.
I can sing rock and roll to a rock and roll band.
That's a great tune. Yeah.
You know, but I can do that. People go, oh, wow, he's doing something. So I'm versatile that way.
All right, Joe Croyle. So the next time you're going to see is Red Barn, Tuesday, December 9th. 8 to 10, Jazz, Red Barn.
That's it. Yeah, that's just right around the corner.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you. All right.
Thank you so much.
Joe Croyle, and if you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. You can subscribe for free wherever you get your podcast. You hit the and subscribe button, and we'll see you next time on The Desert Scene.
The Desert Scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley, it's the place to be for all the culture, fun, and harmony. The Desert Scene, with Bonnie G. The Desert Scene's where you belong, with Mutual Broadcasting's Bonnie G. Just sing along.